okay, when, I know we haven't started yet, but when did you watch Glee? Did you watch it as
it
was coming
out? I watched it as it was coming
out. Okay, I watched it, like,
I only watched up until, like, when they graduated. Like, when they went to New
York. Have you never watched?
No, I have.
Okay, just later.
I rewatched it last year. And I watched it all the way through.
Okay.
Again.
I've watched, so the first time I watched it was, I believe, either my sophomore or junior year of high school. So, like, it was after it had all been done, right. I believe. And I just watched it all, like, on Netflix. Mm-hmm. All of it, like, all the way through. So, I've watched it all the way through, I think, three times.
Yeah, same.
But in total. And then, like, a casual episode every so often, you know, right. like, random ones. Yeah. But I haven't actually fully rewatched it, though, in a few years. So, I need to.
Yeah.
But before I say anything else, I should just intro it.
Yeah.
We can get into it. Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Two Birds, Both Stoned podcast. I'm Kaylin.
I'm Emily.
And we're back. We already were kind of talking about it, so we're doing Glee. You yes. have been wanting.
Glee's
You have
rise.
Been asking. You have been demanding.
The time has come.
The time
this
has
is
come.
Just more, this is not a, like,
We could do more.
Glee thorough episode. It's yeah. a rankings
It's
episode.
A ranking. Yeah. Yes, we're going to rank our top three seasons, top three episodes, top three cast members, as in, like, characters, and then top three songs / performances with a good amount of honorable mentions.
Absolutely.
Because we could not pick three, as any Gleeks would understand.
And the show, when you think about it, there are so many episodes per season, and there are 2 to 3 performances yeah. per episode. So it is, like,
An endless
list yeah. of things that you can pick
Oh, yeah.
from.
Even picking, like, the episodes was very hard. And, again, like, how I always say with these, like, ranking things, we're forgetting stuff.
And especially
for sure.
with Glee, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's so much.
There's not, like, a song I don't like on Glee.
I know. And I feel like I would have had to, like, rewatch it recently to, like,
yes.
know thoroughly, like, my exact favorite.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
this is definitely, like,
it's up there.
Yeah,
they're the ones that I thought
most
of.
Most memorable.
Yes, memorable. Mm-hmm. That's a good way of putting it. But yeah, I watched. Oh, okay. I guess before we start, also, because we are starting with seasons,
right.
our favorite seasons. How did? Because, you know, it's controversial. The last, like,
right.
two seasons when it was, like, kind of the new Glee Club.
Yeah, I was
how
not
did you feel?
A big fan of those two seasons. I didn't really like them. I watched them, though.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
I think I got more into them than most people.
Really?
Like,
I didn't like the new Glee Club that much.
I will say it's, like, not as good, obviously.
Right.
Because you've built up so much time with the original cast. And then, like, you got very quickly thrown into, like, an entire new cast.
Yeah.
So it's a little, like, weird, but I don't know. I liked it. I like some songs that came out of it. I really liked, actually, the main girl. I can't even remember her. It was, like, Marley or something
Marley,
like that.
Yeah.
And the guy. Like, I liked the little, like, love, like, things going on. Like, I still liked some of the drama. I don't think it can compare, really. It just
no.
felt like a
It'll
new
never
show.
Be what it was.
Yeah.
But it was.
It was, like, I enjoyed.
Decent, yeah. There were some aspects to it that
yeah.
I really liked. I liked seeing where they were after.
Yeah.
High school too, and, like, following them up, but
right, and that's the thing, I did like how it never was like the old cast completely disappeared, like,
no.
they would come back,
right?
So, and I mean, like, Finn was, like, their teacher
basically the whole time. Yeah,
yeah. So, yeah, anyways, I just kind of wanted to, because I know that's, like, a thing, and I'm sure people will ask about
yeah.
that.
So obviously
yeah.
the first four seasons are, like, what we're gonna be focusing on, like, the best
mostly
season. But I just mean, like, in terms of, like,
no.
our best
yeah.
seasons, like, we're going to say top four are the four seasons, I believe, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, let's tell me your seasons. Let's
oh, okay,
go then.
Okay.
Let's just hear them.
Okay.
Do you want to just say all three and then I'll say all three?
Okay. So number three for me is season three.
Okay.
Love season three.
Yeah.
Obviously so great.
Great season.
It's right before they graduate and then when they do graduate.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so there's, like, a little bit of the New York, like,
yeah,
excitement.
You get a little
they're
bit,
leaving, but
yeah.
it's still Glee.
There's change in the air, but it's, like, exciting change.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I love that season. And there's so many good performances on it, and we will be discussing them coming up
oh,
soon.
Of course.
Coming in at number two, season one.
That's also my number
Literally,
two.
Literally, it is. I don't care. Like, what anyone said. Like, the pilot of Glee is, like, so one good. Of the best episodes of Glee and, like, absolutely. A pilot I've ever seen. Like, it's so funny and, like, well done. And the first season is so classic.
Yeah. I think my two favorite pilots in, like, TV are the Glee pilot and the Gilmore Girls pilot.
Really?
Like, it's such a it's just such a good pilot, like, for a show. And it's funny that season one is also my number two on my list. Because it's, like, you can't put it at the top because it just gets so much better. Because,
yeah, there's still so much coming for
it. But it's, like, literally an amazing season. Like, so much happens.
Off the top of my head, Quinn Fabre giving birth at the end while Bohemian Rhapsody is playing.
Crazy.
Like, Run, Joey, Run. Like, Jesse St. James.
It gives
like,
us so
we
much.
Have so much plot in there. The Terry plot. She is literally one of the funniest characters, too.
I can't.
I love her. Mr. Shoe's wife, mm-hmm. who's, like, crazy.
Freak.
God, it's so good. So, anyways, number two is season one.
Yes.
And number one for me is season two.
Oh, okay.
That's not... I'm shocked that's not yours.
It's not.
That has Rocky Horror. It has, big hitters. Great. Brittany. Like, this is when Glee was, like, in its peak for me.
Music-wise, for sure.
It has the big hitters that you... Yeah. And it's when we get Sam. It's when we get... Rory, I think, like all of these side characters who play a
that
big
end up being really big,
right?
Yeah,
and also this was the era of the Glee Project, which did you watch that?
The Glee Project.
It was like basically this reality TV competition for
it.
Actors and like singers and dancers to like go on this reality TV like trial school thing to be on Glee.
Oh, to be on the show?
So,
oh,
like,
I haven't. I don't know what this is.
If you get in the bottom two, you have to have a sing-off, and whoever, like, sings better stays. And like,
oh, my God, it's Drag Race, but for Glee.
And whoever wins
gets
the show
Glee.
Gets to be on Glee.
Oh, my God, I
and
wish
so,
I
And so, like, the people from the Glee Project are on the last season, and it's the guy with the dreadlocks who's, like...
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
the Irish guy.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's kind of... That's wild. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. That's really
it's
cool,
so
though.
It's so good.
And
there's
they're really good. Like, they're
too.
Talented.
Yeah. The... I can't remember her name. There's just, like, so many people.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's... I did not... The more you know. I had no idea.
But anyways, there's just so much to it that I was, like, this is when I was, like, enthralled with Glee.
No, yeah,
that
makes sense.
It's at the top of my mind.
I get it.
I'm so scared to hear yours.
I mean, they're not only one of them we haven't talked about. Okay. So my number three is season six, the last season.
Kaylin.
I know. No, okay, listen, I have reasons.
No.
I have reasons. Again, like I said, I liked the new cast. I did. At first it was really hard for me, and I was like, this is like just too different. But I am somebody, I was just talking to somebody about this yesterday. I am somebody who, like, can really, like, my mind, like, I am in that world. You know what I mean? So, like, it just felt like the natural progression. I was like, yeah, of course. Like, I was just so in it that I was just so deeply in all of these characters that I love. Like, I really liked it. Like, I will say, I think all of the music is better in the earlier seasons.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying that, like, it's obvious, but like plot wise I wanted it to be higher, because I also like season six like really kind of like reeled it back because they knew they were ending, so they like reeled back a little bit, and it does feel a little bit rushed obviously, but they brought up the main cast, like the old cast, in a lot in the last few episodes season. And since I did really like the new characters, and obviously I love the old ones, I liked how much I got to see them together in the last season, and it also just felt really wholesome, like closing like the chapter, even though it was like sad. I don't know, I'm a sucker for like finales, so I think maybe that's why it had to like be in my top three. Like, I liked how it all just like came together in the end. I'm not gonna like, it could have ended way better, you know, it deserved better.
But
for what we got, I'm happy with it.
If there was like no follow-up with like the plot though, like they would make so many things happen and then just like,
well, it's because it got so suddenly like canceled basically. So I knew that one was gonna be controversial.
What's your number
so my number two was number season one, which agreed on. I don't really have much more to say on that. It's just
three.
It's just a classic. Like, my number one is season three.
Oh.
And four, like, the reasons you said before about season three. Like, I really like that it's most of their, like, senior year and, like, that excitement going into, like, and it's all of that. I also love that this is the season that they got in, like, the fight and they split into New Directions and the Trouble Tones.
Oh, my God.
You remember that?
Love.
That's everything.
Of course I remember
and
that.
Also one of my favorite love arcs in all of Glee starts at, like, it's like this is the well it technically
Kurt
starts at the end of no it technically starts at the end of season two, but it's like mainly in season three. Sam and Mercedes.
Oh, I love that.
Love that arc.
No, yeah,
so much. And this is like when, because I think the first time we kind of get a hint of it is like the end of season two, but then like season three is when people know about them because it was secret at first.
Right.
Season three is like when you get a bull, and I just, oh my God, I was just obsessed with that.
I
so
loved them together.
And
they stayed together through...
For a while.
Like...
Almost the end of season four.
End of season four. And they kind of get back together in season five.
Yeah, they stay like friends.
But he like tries to win her back in season six.
Yeah. No, like, and that's like...
Yeah.
I just like love... Like, oh, people don't talk about them enough.
No.
Like, it makes my heart swell.
I know.
Like, I love them.
I love them.
But... It does make me sad that kind of the reason they broke up was because she didn't want to have sex with him yet. She didn't feel ready. Remember, that was one of the reasons.
Yeah, yeah,
and then he was like,
yeah,
okay, then this isn't going to work. What is going on? But it's fine. The rest of it was really cute.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, that's it. That's my season.
Love.
That wasn't too bad.
No.
I know that we're going to disagree
though,
with the six.
I can't.
I get it. And I came in prepared.
Like, you knew.
I knew.
But yeah.
My number three. Cast member or not cast, it's
character. Yeah,
Santana.
Okay, wait, first can we just say, like, this cat, like,
oh, it's stacked.
Cast is stacked, and
it was
in
hard.
The best way though, because it's all people you never knew beforehand.
Yep.
Like, they're all basically, besides like Jane Lynch and I guess Matthew Morrison,
mm-hmm.
like no one knew Finn, Rachel, whatever.
So you, this so, is like your only opinion
yes.
on them.
And this is, they are these characters,
mm-hmm.
like, forever, no matter what role they're playing.
It's
like,
the Harry Potter effect.
Yeah, literally the Harry Potter effect.
Yeah.
Like, Lea Michele is still Rachel Berry on Broadway doing Fanny Girl.
Yeah.
Fanny Girl. Funny Girl.
Literally.
Fanny Bryce.
I can't talk about
like,
that.
Like, that is crazy. Anyways, they really casted and created a mm-hmm. world
no,
with that fucking
they really,
show.
Really did.
Like, these characters are real in my mind.
Right, Santana... And
one of the best characters. She's on my list.
Yeah, she is iconic.
She's one of the best characters
Bad
ever.
Fucking bitch. Her, like, whole character development with her, like, sexuality and, like, with
Amazing.
Brittany. Like, just obsessed.
Never seen it before.
Ahead
on
of
TV.
Its time.
Literally, like, changed
so, ahead
so
of its
many
time.
People's lives. Like, it was
mm-hmm.
so good.
Obviously,
she's
also
the funniest character ever.
Oh, yeah, she's
ever.
So funny. And she delivered some of the best songs. In Glee.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Like, she's in
any song she was on was gold.
Gold. Lit.
When
literally.
She sang Valerie.
Yeah.
Amy Winehouse cover.
Come on.
The Boy is Mine.
The Boy
That is one
is
of my favorite.
Mine.
River Deep, Mountain High.
Brown Monkey Mountain. No, that wasn't her.
That was
Mercedes. No.
No.
Who sang that?
That was like a rival Glee Club.
Oh.
No. The Glee Club did sing that.
I thought so.
Yeah.
I don't remember who did it though. But
they
anyways.
All did.
Oh, okay.
Because at the
that.
Beginning, they were like, they're all in wheelchairs, and they're like,
yes!
This one's for you, Artie. Yes! And then they're like, rolling. Rolling.
That is unfucking real.
Literally, at the beginning of the song, it goes, this one's for you, Artie. I'll play it. I'm dead fucking serious.
Some shit that they would pull is insane.
No, and it would not fly today.
When Puck fucking sang Fat Bottom Girls.
Like
the girl
that
was like plus
so
size, and he was like, "That bottom girls, you make fucking world go round." And she starts like crying.
Yes.
I
okay,
would
wait.
Kill myself. This one's for you, Artie.
Like,
no.
Some of the no. shit they say on that show, like,
no.
specifically Santana, like, in
Holy
what
fuck.
Makes her such a good character is how quick-witted she is
so,
and, like, the way she, like,
delivers,
says things.
Yeah.
Like, when she goes on her rants and just, like, goes off on
and,
Rachel
and when she
or
starts
Kurt,
going, when she
like,
switches to Spanish.
Yes.
So, oh my god.
And she always has the most iconic, like, memorable moments. Like, the fight with her and Quinn when she's like, she's a mother. You know what I'm talking about?
She is everything. She is everything.
God, she's so good.
And she's beautiful. Like,
she's gorgeous.
R.I.P.
God, that is so fucking
horrible. It's so, I know. We can't get into the Glee curse.
No, that is so sad.
Yeah. My number two, which I know must be on your list also. Sue Sylvester.
Yeah, she's on my list.
If she is not in your top three,
you're not watching Glee.
You're not watching
Glee.
She
is one of the best written characters on TV.
Every time I think of her, I think of the scene when she's when she's destroying the office and the music.
She smashes shit.
And she's like, just like,
screaming, and she just shoves someone down the stairs.
She like throws a child across the hallway by his backpack. And like the music in that part is so good, and Shu and the principal's faces are just like, and then like later it cuts to like Shu talking to the coach, and he's like, it was crazy, you should have seen it. And then she comes in, and there's one part where she takes a medicine ball and tries to throw it, but it's too heavy, and she just like kicks it. Holy fuck. It is probably one of my favorite scenes in all of Glee. Her one-liners. There is a part in when they sing Toxic and she goes, it's a Britney Spears sex riot.
Oh my god, yes, I forgot about that. But I do have to say, why was Mr. Shu doing that with them?
Oh yeah.
And why did he choreograph that? He just wanted to pipe Emma.
He's hot, though.
That's disgusting.
I know. We've discussed this before, but... And I'm like, my number one is Mr. Shu. No. I'm kidding.
I wouldn't put it past
If
you.
It was...
I wouldn't put it past
That would
you.
Be kind of crazy. No. My
Wait,
number
what's
one,
your number one?
Mercedes.
Love. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's on my list, too.
Yeah. Do we have the same?
We have
three?
The same
just
list,
in or-
just in different order.
That was such a bad high five, but period.
Same brain.
Same brain, literally, yeah. Mercedes, I mean, I think for me, like, in ways, I just, like, related to her a lot. Yeah. So I think that's why she made my, one, like, specifically, like, number one spot. Because at first, I actually had her at number three, and that it just, like, shifted. But then I was like, no.
She impacted
because,
you.
Yeah, I just, like, loved her character. I love so many of the songs.
She's
like,
genuinely one of the best singers on the show.
Her vocals are insane.
She's incredible.
She's incredible. And I just, like... I don't know. I love that she, like, got... I mean, even just in general, like, Glee was so ahead of its time with so much stuff. Like, when do you ever see, like, one of the plus-size characters, especially, like, a black plus-size character getting, like...
A record deal.
Yeah,
and,
but
like,
also, like, her, like, love interest. Like,
right,
she
and
actually
getting,
had
like,
real love interest. Yes. Like, it wasn't, like, a joke. Like, yeah. Obviously, they do stuff like that, too, but, like...
But
it's
they
just
explain
so,
it, and they,
yeah,
like...
It's so ahead of its time with, like, that sort of thing, so I loved, like, seeing her in that. I don't know.
Yeah,
loved,
especially, like, her and Sam.
No, yeah, because that's, like, a long, like, that's a real love arc. Like,
right.
And it's not, like, sexualized. It's
right.
not, like,
it's in a,
normal, joke.
Healthy way.
Yeah, it's
and
just literally
like,
normal.
Yeah.
I love it. It's so good.
It's so good.
Yeah, so those are my top three. I'm curious love. To see what your order is then.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
So my number three is Mercedes.
Okay.
Like we said, like, one of the best characters on the show, the Tots plot.
Yes,
when she fights for the Tots.
Literally
so fucking funny. But she also, her character just addresses so many things in such a real way that it was like so relatable.
She does feel like one of the most real
people. Like she feels like someone I would know.
Yeah.
And I literally, like every performance she does is good. Like she's never done a bad song.
She doesn't miss.
I've never heard a song where I'm like, ugh, I don't like this part.
No,
like,
she does
she's
not miss.
Always good.
Yeah. She deserved the Rachel Berry treatment.
She did.
Yeah.
And
she knew she did.
At least she got, like, I'm glad that they gave her, like, a record deal at the end.
Yeah.
And she was like.
Yes. Absolutely.
But my, bust your windows out the car.
Oh, it's one of my, like,
And the
songs.
Plot in general that she was, like, in love
with
Kurt. And she
I
did
know.
It because she thought Kurt was in love with Rachel Berry is the
it's so
funniest.
Funny.
Like,
I,
that
yeah.
sold me when I was watching the show.
Yeah, I was watching, and that's, like, season, that's, like,
season
very
one.
Early.
That's, like, one of
yeah.
the first episodes.
Well, I was, last night, like, I was doing some research because I need to refresh. I was watching a bunch of, like, the clips, and I watched the Bust Your Windows thing, and it showed the part before, like, her being, like,
pissed off.
So, yeah, but it's funny because she's, like, so, when are we just going to make it official?
I know.
And Kurt's, like, no, bitch. It's so
He's
funny.
He's, like, make one official.
He's, like, He literally says, I've been in love with somebody else for years now, or something like that. And it's just like, how did you not know that boy was good? How did we not know? Well, yeah. I know. How did she not know?
No, yeah.
So good. Yeah, all her plot lines are just really, really good.
She's so funny, too. Yeah, and I love, like, the competition between her and Rachel.
Yeah. Like, no, me too.
Their dynamic is so good.
Yeah.
Number two for me is Santana.
Okay, this is what I was kind of expecting.
It was tough, though, because Quinn is, like, also one of my favorite characters, and I thought she would make the list. But, like, when I thought about it, like, my favorite people to watch.
There were more moments.
Mercedes and Santana. Because they wrote Quinn off.
Yeah.
Because her and Ryan Murphy in real life got into, like, a disagreement or something, or they just didn't get along on set.
Yeah.
And so he wrote her character off, and Santana took over her spot.
That's wild.
It's, like, a thing.
Yeah. That's crazy. And also, though, I will say, like, I feel like when I think of Quinn, I know, obviously, she has, like, a redemption arc, but I think of her as kind of the bitch.
But I love that. I love a villain.
You do. You do. Like,
and I don't know, but Santana was kind of like that, too. Like, she was always kind of, like, in a bad way.
For some reason. I don't know why. I think the difference for me between them was Santana for some, like, I felt like, but she's going to protect the people that are close to her, you know? Like, Santana has got their back.
Right.
Quinn feels a little bit like she's going to throw you under the bus.
But
I don't know why. Maybe that's not, like, accurate. Well, I know. And that's what I'm saying. She does have a redemption arc, but when I think of her, that's, like, still kind of what I think of. I guess I just hold grudges.
But, and yeah, anyway, Santana is so, like, she is the show.
No, she
like
is
when
everything.
I think of
yeah.
like iconically moments, she's in almost every single one of them.
Absolutely.
And when she and Brittany do the, like, they go to the dentist and it's Carl who's dating Emma.
Yeah.
And then they go under and they do the Britney Spears.
Yes.
Like, it's so
good. It's so good.
Obsessed.
And then obviously
number one is Sue.
I knew Sylvester. It was going to be her for you.
Like, genuinely one of the best written characters on TV.
Absolutely.
She's genius.
They can't get away
with, like, any of the things. Like,
no,
do you remember when she started the Minorities Club? And she just, like, started calling everyone out and was like, oh,
like,
my God.
But why? Like, I wish we could still do that.
No,
but, like,
it's so funny. Like, that shit, like, was so funny. Because,
you know, it wasn't
funny.
In any, like, it's making fun of people that, like, would actually do shit like that. Like, it's not like they're being serious.
No.
Like, it's so, God, it's so funny.
It's so funny.
God, Sue Sylvester. I would be fucking terrified of her, though.
Oh, my God. Horrifying.
Horrifying.
But I will say, honorable mention for me is, Nene Leakes as Coach Roz.
I almost put Roz as one of my, like, not as my, but I thought about her because she was fucking hilarious.
When she was like, I had a bronze medal in solo synchronized swimming. Did you even know that was a thing?
Like, she was so funny. So funny.
God, they just wrote the funniest characters on that.
They really, really did. So good.
I'm so scared to see your episodes, though.
I think mine are low-key kind of basic.
Should we do one and one?
Yeah, let's go back and forth on these ones. So number three, you want to go first?
No, you go.
Okay. My number three is the Born This Way episode. I Feel Pretty Unpretty, and I know you love
that. Oh my fucking god, that's my cry song.
Yeah, and also, like, the obvious, like, the Born This Way performance with
the t-shirts.
I don't know, it's like
when you think of
the
Glee
nose
moment,
job,
you think of that,
right? It's just like there's a lot going on in that episode, and I think of it really like it's like an iconic episode in my head.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I guess.
All of those performances were iconic.
They're just like, it just sticks out. And, like, even just, like, the picture of them all in the white shirts is so funny, but also, like, iconic. I don't know.
It's so memorable.
Yeah, it's just a memorable one. My other two I feel closer, like, feelings towards. But that one I just, like, was like, I have to, like, put that one
address
on there.
It. Yeah.
Okay, what's your number three?
My number three is the Britney episode.
So it's good.
Just like one that I always put on, and it's good. It's always a good episode. Like, I can rewatch it anytime. But it also,
absolutely,
when it aired, we were all like
gagged.
Oh my god,
gagged!
It was so good. The performances,
Brittany S. Pierce,
them just like going to the dentist office. But also, this is gonna sound so scary.
What?
Lea Michele when she does the Britney Spears, "Hit Me, Baby, One More Time." And she's in, like, the sporty outfit. And she's in, like, the sports bra and the, like...
Wait, when she's trying to be sexy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Oh, I'm... Like, when she's, like, in under anesthesia and she's...
Oh, I was thinking
doing the music video in her head.
Yeah. Sorry. I was thinking of... Remember when she did... I think it was maybe Hit Me With Your Best Shot. And she was trying to be sexy for the teacher that didn't think she was sexy. Yeah. Sorry. Anyways, though.
But yeah, yes. She was wearing like...
It got so bright.
She wears like a sports bra and like these sweatpants.
Yeah. Oh, you're saying... Mm-hmm. Oh, Rachel.
No, she looked so good.
Wait, I kind of want to see.
I'll pull it up.
Oh, I do remember this performance, but I don't remember like that outfit. I remember this outfit. Yeah, no, she's slaying.
No,
she's
like, slaying. She looks so good.
She looks really good. The bangs, like, oh.
Like, she was having her moment.
Oh, my God. Okay, wait, yeah. No, she's having a moment. It's the Brit. It's Britney. It's the Britney spirit. No, yeah, she's giving, like, they captured the vibe of like the song and the music video so good.
Yeah, no, they like really did it justice.
Yeah. Rachel, fucking Jesse.
You Glee kids are impossible to work on. They're always moving around when you're under.
I forgot that they all were like sending each other basically to this place to the just dentist
to go under. Yeah.
That's so fucking funny. Oh, God.
No, but she was so hot in that.
Love. My number two. it's called Original Song.
It's,
it's the episode. I'm pretty sure it's there in New York, right?
Episode?
It's my second favorite because one song,
Loser Like Me, My Cup. Oh my God, yeah.
Like, hail to the no.
I forgot about that.
Like, this song. Mercedes.
Always delivering.
Always delivering. Like, and also, I fucking love Loser Like Me.
No, yeah. Loser it's Like so, Me was, that was also a cultural moment. It's I can so still picture good. The performance. Like,
no, me too, with frame the by frame things.
In my head. Yeah. Oh
my God. No, like that.
And when,
it also gave us Trouty Mouth.
Right. And when Santana goes, I don't care.
Oh, yeah. I don't care. Just go ahead, hate on me.
I don't care. Period. That's always the best part of the song.
Santana is always delivering.
Yes.
It just like, and also that song, I feel like as a fan was such like.
Also them going to New York was exactly. such a big deal.
That's what I'm saying.
They've
like,
been building that shit up for right. months.
Exactly. Like if you were like a fan of the show, watching the show, like that episode is such like a moment
for
yeah,
them.
Yeah. So much is going on. Obviously all the songs, it's fun to hear them doing like, no, like not covers.
Right.
Like just cause it's different and you're like, oh wow. And like and the songs they wrote were
for
funny.
A while. Right.
Right.
And you wanted to, you know.
Yeah. The headband song was also.
Oh
really
yeah.
Funny.
My headband.
I fucking love. I'm kind of surprised.
Cup, my cup. Saying what's up to
it's kind of good. Bye. Like I'm kind of surprised that she wasn't on either of our top characters. She just
she would have been number
close.
Four for me.
Yeah, I would agree. I love that. Also, that neither of us had Rachel. We all love Rachel, but we all know she is not.
She really is that girl, though, in that show.
No, I mean she is, but it's like
unfortunately.
Unfortunately, yeah, but
she's crazy.
Yeah, she's crazy. But we love that bitch.
But we love her.
But yeah, that was my number two. It's just like. Yeah, I fucking love that episode. It's so good.
Okay, my number two. This episode of Glee, I can watch anytime, any day, anytime, anywhere, any place.
Why am I scared?
However many times I feel like it. Rocky Horror Glee episode.
Absolutely.
That is my number two.
100%.
Literally, those performance. It was so fun seeing them in a Halloween
characters.
Setting doing a characters like that mm-hmm. playing different like it was
yep.
so
I'm just a sweet
like she was her doing that role
from
she was so good
Transylvania.
Another reason Mercedes delivered. Literally. Her as Frankenfurter was so good.
Everything she touches is gold.
Brad and Janet as Finn and Rachel. Like, it was just so perfect. All of the songs were so good, except worst part, Mr. Shu singing to Emma.
I love that part.
Touch me. And he's like, takes off his shirt and like...
I love that
part. Ew.
I love that part. I love that song. I was going through the list of like what to make my songs, that was in the running. Touch me.
You're so scary. I'm
dirty. It's so good. So good. And Mr. Shoe is hot. I don't care what anyone says.
No.
Yeah.
That's so uncomfortable.
No.
He's so scary.
No. I mean, yeah, of course, if he was a real teacher, oh my God, he should be arrested. But
he dated Lea Michele in real life before they filmed.
Okay, but how old were they?
I don't know.
Probably old enough. They're actors. It's not like she was actually in high school.
No, I know. But I just mean the drama continues.
Oh, well, yeah, there's always tea. But I don't know.
Anyways, Rocky Horror, one of the best episodes of Glee, hands down. I remember I used to, like, when I would just go on the treadmill and walk, I would watch Rocky Horror Glee in October.
Like, I mean, we could just Halloween. Keep the ball rolling because my number one is Rocky Horror.
Oh, that's your number one? Yeah,
it's my number one.
It was going to be in your top three, I knew it.
It had to. It's number one. We were when we sat down to just, like, get ready, the first thing I started playing was the Rocky Horror one just because it's, like...
And them releasing the separate album, yes, I immediately bought it.
Iconic.
I bought it on iTunes. I ran down to our basement computer.
Oh, yeah, it was genius, like, marketing and writing for them also. Like, also, so good.
The fact that the singles... from the episode would be on iTunes right after the episode aired.
God, they were so smart. So you could buy
them. I would always buy them.
Oh, yeah. They were so smart.
My mom was like, why are we buying this? Like,
I need it.
And I was like, no, I need it.
I need it. Yeah. No, it's so good. It's, I mean, we've said so much about it. The Rocky Horror one, I really want to go to a live show of Rocky Horror. I want to get like the V.
Mm-hmm. But also, Kurt's makeup in that. When he's
crazy.
When he's the butler.
Yeah.
Insane.
The hair, like the wig thing,
so scary.
But it was just really fun to see them like
do a musical,
do something else. Yeah, like it's a kind of a break in the plot.
Yeah,
and obviously stuff still happens, but it's like pretty much a break, and you get to just see them you just get to see them in a different situation.
This is also the episode where Sue pretends to be on board with it, so she goes undercover to get videos of them for her news segment to like scare people into stop funding the arts because they're like putting on like sexual plays like Rocky Horror.
Sue's so fucking funny.
There's just so many good side plots.
So much good stuff. But yeah, so then what's your number one?
My number one is Journey to Regionals.
Okay.
So it's their very first time performing in a competition, and it is the big episode. They're facing vocal adrenaline.
It's Jesse end of season St. one, James right?
It's the end of season one. And
Jesse St. James.
God. And Quinn is like
giving birth,
about to go into labor when they're performing, and then she goes into labor right after right after they hear the first school go on. So then vocal adrenaline performs Bohemian Rhapsody and Quinn goes into labor, and it is the way chaos. It's edited is it's like flashes of Quinn giving birth, pushing out a literal child, like screaming, and then it's Jesse St. James going mama, ooh, and she's like like giving birth, like
the best
it is
scene.
Crazy. I do want to say I feel like a really good drag performance is that version of Bohemian Rhapsody, yes, but doing the Quinn giving birth part with it.
That would be so good.
Steal that, anyone. But it's like I feel like that would be so funny.
No, it's genius.
But that episode, and it's when they do Highway Run. Mm. What's that song called? Faithfully. Is one of their best performances.
Yeah, it is good.
When they all come in together and they do the harmonies at the end.
Yeah.
And also just when it's the opening and it's Rachel and Finn walking down the hallway.
Iconic. It's that is
together, down the aisle together and like looking at each other, and they all, and the curtain goes up
I'm about to rewatch Glee.
It's been a few years
and right now I need to feel those emotions again, because I really like that show. Makes me emotional.
No, me too. I go
in so many different
it.
ways. Yeah. Oh, highs and lows, like
many different highs and
yeah.
lows. Yeah.
Oh my god, that's a good yeah
that's, so that's my number one.
That is a really good one.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, we're on to the big one.
Performances. Holy
performances
shit.
And songs.
My we list have, is so good. You're not ready.
We have top three, but then we're also going to go through some honorable mentions, especially because I think we're going to have time too. So I'm
so
excited.
Many honorable mentions.
Yeah, I'm excited. Okay. Why am I? I'm like nervous.
Okay, I'll go first. My number three.
Are we going back and forth?
Yeah.
Okay.
My number three is one of my favorite moments from the show. It's Kurt and Mercedes performing 4 minutes when they join the Cheerios and they quit Glee Club because they aren't getting any singing time.
Yes.
They join the Cheerios.
Yep.
And Sue gives them this giant performance with all of
yep.
the different cheerleaders.
Yep.
And they do 4 minutes. And it is
so good.
Good. Their voices together were so good.
Can we play? Can I see a little bit of
yes.
it? I haven't watched it in so long, but it's so good.
It's so fucking good. I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes.
Kurt,
4 minutes, eh?
Kurt is also so talented.
Oh, Kurt is also one of my... He probably would have been my top
five. Yeah, he's so fucking funny and good. Yeah.
6, 7, 8.
God. Even just the way it starts. The trumpets, the setting.
I know the fucking marching band in the gym.
Ian's into it. He's like, yeah. They're iconic for this, too.
And the Glee Club just watching it yeah. and not knowing. They didn't know.
So they're gagged as
they're gagged.
Fuck. I forgot that they didn't know. Like, this
yes.
is, like, their announcement.
Yes. I want somebody to speed it up for me, then take it down slow.
Like, this Cheerios performance is better than half the shit the Glee Club
oh,
would do.
Ever.
Everything.
Ever.
Like,
like she fucking deserved to be on Cheerios.
I know.
If you want it, you've already got it.
Mr. Shoe. Why is the show
not now?
So
bring it up. Yeah, it's Quinn living for it.
Quinn is literally like, you better work.
She's like, you better. Don't
oh
be
my.
A freak. Hey,
Madonna.
We gotta get him a hop. Tick tock, tick tick, tick tock.
Santana being obviously one of the, oh.
Like,
I'm
are you
of, I'm
kidding?
Out of breath. I am out of breath
that,
because.
And that is why it's my number motherfucking three. Like,
who?
There's no performance that, like.
Damn, mine isn't as good.
And period.
It's like that. Like, this show. Should not be allowed to be as good as
no,
it is.
No, it really is so good. And I just don't think people who haven't seen it
they don't get it.
It.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. If you
like,
don't like
you
Glee,
don't,
you have not watched it.
You just need to give it time because it's really so well written.
Oh my God, so good. Okay.
I need to know your number two.
My number three.
Oh, number three. My bad.
You're not even gonna... Okay.
Oh, it's gonna be something sad.
No, it's not sad. But it's from... one of the newer seasons.
No.
I had to put representation for those ones because I knew you wouldn't, and I did like them. And this song, when I first started thinking about them,
no.
it stuck out, and I think it's really good. And it's a mashup of Nasty and Rhythm Nation. And I'm going to it's Marley, and I think the guy's name was Jake, and he's so hot. And
oh, Puck's little brother.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh my God.
It is so good.
Oh, I remember this.
There's one specific part. God, he's so hot.
Sitting in the movie show.
How are they allowed to do this in high school?
They shouldn't be.
I also had really low expectations for her singing this song, but I think she kind of ate.
Yeah.
I need to go to the part that... Watch how she moves.
The only nasty thing I like is the nasty groove.
What does one do?
This part is my favorite part.
Cause privacy is my middle name. My last name is control.
know my first name ain't baby. It's Janet. Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
And then this is crazy because I feel like, what's going on here? How did we get here and where are we? Like, it's kind of crazy. Like, why is she behind a fence?
Yeah.
There's what? Just a lot. I know it's probably like the music video, but they're really.
No, I remember
they're
that.
Really hot. Like, they're really, really hot. Yeah. And I think that I just needed to have some representation in my top three for the newer season because people don't talk about it enough. And I really,
I can't believe that's your top three, though. There's so many.
I know. I know. And there are ones that I definitely could have put above it, but I needed to put a newer season one in there. It's so good. I love the mashup. I think it goes together really well. They're hot. They're slaying. They sound good. And that's it. My other two are obviously from older seasons, and all of my honorable mentions I think are from older seasons. But I needed to throw one in. Okay. Fine. And I need you guys to respect that. And that song is good.
Okay.
Thank you. You're number two.
Okay. My number two, mainly because of its iconicness, in addition to the song, the video, and that is Run, Joey, Run.
Oh, classic.
Like, because it, yeah. Rachel set all three of them up.
It's so fucked up. She is crazy.
The male lead in this video without telling them that the other people are also cast in it, and then shows it in front of the entire Glee Club. And she had, like, affairs with all three of them.
That is so
like that
fucked
is
up.
Crazy. And they were all so mad.
But she was like, this is about to make me look so cool hot. And hot. Yeah. Yeah. Like, she was like, I'm going to look so
also
wanted.
Santana and Britney playing the angels at the beginning when they're like,
so yeah. Good. Run, Joey, run.
And also
Joey,
just the video
run.
Is so Why camp.
Was, did you just hear me?
Yeah, you sounded like the guy, Jesse St. James.
That's a really big compliment.
It was so campy, though.
No, yeah, it was.
With
it
the
was...
pedophile teacher playing the dad with the gun, and he's like,
like, and her the, like, everything about the way she
acted it. Yes.
It wasn't his fault. He means so much to me. She's like twitching.
She's so dramatic. Like, and like, it's just so well done.
I
like.
Know. I wish I could live my
it's
life.
It's scarily
the way she does.
Accurate. Like, you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, her, of course, her character would
oh,
act
no.
like that.
Yeah,
you know?
No, it's so like.
It's so to
exact.
The T.
And also, she's like, what did she think was going to happen when she presented that to them?
Right.
And she thought that they were
right.
just going to be like, okay.
They were going to be like, oh, that's cunt. Like,
yeah,
no.
No. They're going to freak the fuck
right.
out. And then that's embarrassing.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. That's a good
one. Anyways,
really
yeah,
good.
That's my second one. I had to just put some I know there's so many I could have chosen.
Yeah.
But I also felt like I needed to represent yeah. like the earlier seasons and yeah. also the ones that were more visual, not just
yes.
like the
them
song.
Performing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get that. Yeah. I will say, I think that also is kind of like Nasty Rhythm Nation one. I wanted one that had like a scene that wasn't just like them dancing.
Yeah.
So like I did that one because my other two performance wise, well, debatable for the first one, but they're more just them like walking around
walking yeah.
like so my number two is Rumor Has It Someone Like You
oh
mashup
yeah.
the Trouble Tones
yeah
that's that season
oh
where
I remember
yep.
Santana
that
and Mercedes
remix,
are on the Trouble Tones
that remix like
it's
performance
so
wise like yeah you know there's not it's the regular like regional sort of performance where they're
right.
in dress
they're
like
competing.
Nothing crazy as far as that goes
yeah
but like vocally and like the mashup I think goes together
so well and their voices
I mean it's the best one the people in the Trouble Tones were what Mercedes it was like most of the girls like
Mercedes
Quinn
Santana
it was
Britney.
What yeah and that other girl there wasn't that other girl that like was kind of a bad singer
Did yes
yeah I can't remember her name
Sugar.
Yes. Yeah, 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 yeah. She was on it too. But yeah, it was like, oh my God, they slayed.
No, so good.
They fucking slayed.
So good.
So hard. Anytime those girls were singing together, you knew it was going to be good.
Right.
Santana and Mercedes.
Yeah. Always.
Everything.
Santana and Mercedes, if they touch a song, it's golden.
It's gold. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Okay, yeah. My number one is also the Trouble Tones. Survivor, I Will Survive.
That almost made my, it's my honorable mention.
That is my
unreal
all-time favorite song and performance.
It's so good.
Also the set. So
no, it's beautiful.
Cunt.
The chandeliers. The way the dress
like,
is like poof when they turn.
Yes!
It's everything.
Like, Like, I would learn this dance.
Brittany.
Like, this mashup.
God, them dancing together. Queens.
Hot.
Shelby! God, that whole plot is crazy. There's so many plots in Glee.
It's so good. I could run a marathon and only listen to this on repeat and
swear
get through it.
Swear to fucking God. God, whoever was making these mashups, like writers.
They did not get paid enough.
None of the writers on Glee got paid enough.
Did you just see that? Sam smiling and cheering on Mercedes.
No, go back. I'm
going to
cry.
On the sidelines.
No, I'm going to cry.
I just got chills. No, Kaylin, I got chills.
I have tears in my eyes.
That was so sweet. Because he knows she's eating. I have chills. Goosebumps.
No, you guys don't get it. The way he looks at her didn't happen yet. They don't get it, but it's really, really sweet. You have to know the history.
They're so
I literally am crying. The fall.
Like,
at the
hands
end.
Down, one of the best performance. Like, it
I'm
is,
out of
in my
again.
Opinion, the best performance.
I'm
me.
Out of breath.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
There's just so much to it.
There is so much to it.
It's so good.
Oh, my God.
They all look beautiful. They sound incredible.
The Sam moment put it
energy,
over the top.
Sam moment.
Sam. What
I forgot
Sam,
that happened
Sam
until
Sadies.
Now. Yeah.
Oh, he looked. He loved her.
He was
really
so,
did.
He was cheering
he
her
really
on.
Loved her. I can't Stop. Do this. I genuinely
I
can't do this right now.
No.
Well, God. My number one.
You going, God.
My number one. I think you'll like agree in a way. Obviously it's not your number one, but I think you're gonna like it. No.
Thank God.
No, it's not. But it's way calmer than yours. But one, I think, of the sexiest performances in all of Glee.
Sexiest?
It's not toxic.
Is it Don't Stand So Close to Me?
No.
No. You love that
I
one.
I do. It's in my honorable mentions. No. Don't stand so young girl. I should have put that as number one, but it's not. It is.
We all come here for different reasons. Maybe you want to see how fast you can go.
It's don't. Just wait. Be patient. Be patient. It is Smooth Criminal.
Oh yeah, no, this is a good one. Are
this,
you kidding?
And the fact that
Santana was so hot in that.
They're both gay, and this is the sexiest, like most tension. Like I thought they were gonna fuck at
no,
the end
we
of this.
Yeah.
And they're both gay, yeah. And it's just like y'all were like you wanted
oh,
to
no,
fuck.
No, can we watch the whole thing?
Oh, we're going to.
And the cellos.
Yes, them and them circling. Like, are you there gonna fuck after that?
She's like, wait a minute.
Literally. And he's hot. Yes, he is. The cello, they're so into it, like the strings.
Hey, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie?
You guys need to watch this performance. Like, you need to, because they're in like a circle of chairs and there's cellos in the middle and they're like circling. And it's just like they want to like. Like, I feel like they're going to make out at any second. My heart's racing again. God, and Santana again. She's in the best of everything.
God, I really forgot about this.
It's unreal. Come on.
No, it's like giving me tension in a good way.
I
like,
know. The way he moves the chair. I have chills. You've been shot by a smooth
criminal. I was better.
You weren't even close.
I was better.
Fuck. Crazy.
God.
Like, oh.
I literally, like, forget like, sometimes.
I am out of breath. I have no more air in my lungs.
No.
Because of how good that
no.
was.
No. Wow.
That was my number one.
Yeah, I get that.
I feel like that one's fully justified. That is one of it. Like when I think of my favorite Glee songs, like I knew immediately that was number one.
Yeah.
Because I listen to that. And I'm sorry, mom and people who don't like it when I say this, But all of the songs I just mentioned are better than the originals. These Glee versions are, I will say it, and I will say it again and again and again. These are better than the originals.
I'm going to say that with 4 minutes for sure.
Absolutely. No, all of them. All of the ones.
I have so many honorable mentions.
Oh, yeah. Let's go through them.
Okay. Bust Your Windows, obviously.
That is
No
one of
Air.
Mine.
Mm-hmm. Where Finn and Rachel sing No Air together.
Yes, so good.
Proud Mary, obviously.
Proud Mary, keep on turning.
Jump.
Turn.
When they do the mattress thing and they're like, bop,
oh
bop,
my
bop,
God, yes.
I distinctly remember for Christmas one year, I got an iPod Nano and I got new rollerblades. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I bought was the Glee CD.
Period.
And I was listening to Jump and rollerblading in my grandma's house.
In the house? Not in the
Christmas.
House.
Yeah.
Oh, that's real. On Christmas.
She loved
yeah.
it. Yeah.
That's fair.
Smile. Also.
Yeah. So good.
Don't Rain on My Parade. Obviously a classic. Mm-hmm. You Can't Always Get What You Want. When they
you
did that at like sectionals or something.
Get
so
what you
good.
Want.
Or maybe not I think that was just
I think they were just singing it.
Singing
somewhere.
It. Never mind. Yeah. The Madonna episode, Express Yourself.
So good.
So good. Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Oh, so good. I would like to point out that Emily didn't like type out a list for this. She already had
a playlist.
A playlist.
This is my playlist.
Yeah, she already had one.
All of the Rocky Horror.
Yeah, period.
Me Against the Music, Strong. All of the Britney episodes. Like when Artie sang Stronger.
So good.
So good.
Artie is like low-key underrated.
Underrated, yeah.
He is real. And the fact, because obviously he's not actually in a wheelchair. And you know the episode where like he has like a vision that he's not
he can
in
dance.
A, yeah, that
yeah.
he can dance. And he's. Oh, like he's a really good
dancer. Yeah.
So I don't. He's underrated for sure.
Toxic, only exception.
Wait, you like Toxic? Shoe Sexy.
The song I like. Like when they're singing
and the performance.
Not. No, my God, no. Mm-hmm. Forget You, Marry You. When they do that for
the
Bert's wedding.
So sweet.
Thriller, Heads Will Roll.
That's on mine too.
Mashup.
Yep.
PYT.
Oh, yeah.
So
the
good.
Thriller Heads Will Roll mashup, though, is underrated. Maybe not underrated. People talk about it a lot, but it's like everyone should know about
no,
that.
No, yeah.
It's
also,
so
all
good.
Of the Fleetwood Mac cover ones are so good. And, of course, Loser Like Me.
Duh.
Animal by the Warblers.
The Warblers, amazing.
Somewhere Only We Know, Blaine, Somewhere so good. I Feel Pretty Unpretty, my crying song.
Yeah, of course.
What else? I Say a Little Prayer, obviously
say
classic.
A little you, the moment I wake up.
I don't know. I feel like those are all of mine. I'm trying to think. Though that's my like
off the top. Okay, well then I have some that we didn't mention, so perfect. That we have different ones. Summer Nights, Mercedes and Sam.
Love.
Again, just
I
fucking love them and I think they like killed that and it's such it's so cute because they pretty much just like recreated the actual like scene from the movie and it was really cute.
Yeah.
We kind of talked about this earlier, but TikTok by Britney Slay. It's like it's like mainly Britney. It's the whole Glee Club.
Wait, also
when they throw up and they're drunk.
Yes. Oh my God. I was gonna say Blame It on the Alcohol is one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like that's probably my number four favorite.
It's
when they
so
sing
funny.
Blame It on the Alcohol and they're like,
it's so good. It's all red and they're literally
and Artie
blacked
singing,
out.
Like, he's like,
No, it's so good. I put that's also on here.
Yeah.
It's like that episode's so good. And
so
them all throwing up like gray on each other. And it was like for a pep rally like against alcohol.
Yes.
Oh,
and they
God.
Were like, those special effects were incredible.
Yeah.
And Mr. Shoot was like
he was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then kind of in that same, I don't know if it was the same episode, but it was the same, like it was like a pep rally, Toxic, Mr. Shoot being sexy, that dance is it's just so good. It's so good. And that's when Sue says that it's a Britney Spears sex ride.
Oh,
and it's so
funny.
Okay. This one's a sad one, but it's like probably the most emotional performance at all of Glee. Make You Feel My Love when Rachel sings it.
All of the quarterback songs.
All of the
So good. But
saddest
so
episode
sad.
Ever. I literally, again, like was watching YouTube videos last night. And even just watching it last night, like I was like tearing up.
No,
like
I
it is so sad.
It.
Run, Joy, Run, we talked about, but so, Don't Stand So Close to Me, Young
no.
Girl.
No.
Sexy Shoe Agenda,
That's
Rise.
Sick. Everyone, like, bully her.
It's so good, and it is so funny. Him being at the piano, like, pleading with them to stop thinking he's hot, or with one of them, because it's, you know,
Emma
and her, and they're both looking at him like, oh my God. Like thinking, like, and Rachel's thinking he's singing this because he's saying that he was like, he thinks I'm pretty and young. Like, that's right. Like what she says at the end or whatever. Or no, it's, you think I'm young and you want me to stand close to you. It's so good. I love it. Cell Block Tango.
Oh my God.
Was so good, but really sad episode also with the coach and like the Glee handles everything.
Really?
They really touch everything. La Isla Bonita. Ricky Martin and Santana.
Oh, yeah,
La Isla Bonita. It's so hot. It's very bi-panic. Ricky Martin's so hot and Santana's so hot and my Spanish blood just bubbles. Cough Syrup, Blaine.
So sad.
Iconic. It's so good. But iconic. Don't Stop Believin' has to be in there. And The Boy Is Mine.
Oh, my God. You need to give it up. Had about enough. It's not hard to see. The boy is mine.
And that's it. And that's it. That's all of our rankings. Whoo, man, I'm literally out of breath after this episode. Like that.
No, that was exhausting.
I'm literally about to go home. I have to clean my apartment. I'm putting on
Glee.
Me too.
I'm actually going to do the exact same
thing. I'm going to put on Glee and clean my apartment and probably have the best afternoon of my life because I'm going to get back into Glee. Oh my God, I'm so excited to rewatch. I'm starting with the pilot.
Love.
Are you going to start at the pilot or are you just going to put on an epi?
Season two. I started season two always.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not one? I thought
I need to start at two and then go back. I don't know.
Just like get yourself back into it, kind of. Okay, I get that. Okay, but yeah, we're not going to do a pop culture roundup or anything, so we feel like this is, it's been a lot. We've been talking about a lot. So yeah, we'll see you guys next time.
Don't forget to follow us.
Yeah.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. Mostly, most updates are on Instagram.
And TikTok, too.
And TikTok, yeah. But Instagram is first, usually.
Yeah.
Yeah. DM us questions. Mm-hmm. Stories. Yeah, if you have any crazy stories, we really want to hear them. We want, like, details.
We want details. Give us the whole thing.
It can't just be, like, a little, be like, yeah, no, it needs to, I need details, like, you're telling your best friend for the first time.
Right.
Like, send us an email.
Like, you're
send
trying
us a long
to explain
DM.
It to someone you've never met.
Yeah.
Like,
so,
us.
Yeah, exactly. And I want to hear it all. So, and just let us know if you want it to be anonymous.
Yeah.
And we'll
please,
do that.
Please, we're begging.
I'm literally begging. Yeah, merch. Rate us on podcasts on Spotify
stars.
And Apple Podcasts. Leave a review.
If you have any episode things you want to hear, let us know.
Yes, please.
We love hearing from you.
All right. I think that's everything.
Love.
TTYL, XOXO.
That's what you miss on Glee.
And that's what you miss on